from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo visits quake tsunami-stricken areas, Indonesia and Australia, encourage economic partnerships. Those are the lines, now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo visited areas affected by quake and tsunami disasters in Palu, Central Sulawesi on Sunday. President Jokowi was accompanied by Public Works Minister Basuki Hadimulyono, Head of Presidential Secretariat Heru Budi Hartono, and President's Military Secretary Rear Marshal Trisno Hendradi, and Chief of Presidential Security Force Major General Suhartono, escorted by Antara, Minister of State Secretary Pratikno Saad. President Jokowi would give directions regarding the actions that must be taken to alleviate the impacts of the disaster. Pratikno added the government was currently focusing on the evacuation and aid supplies. Antara reported that President Jokowi had visited Undata Hospital where hundreds of victims were being treated. Agencies will use high-resolution satellite imaging to find earthquake worst affected points that have not been reached in Central Sulawesi Province. As reported by Antara, head of the National Institute of Aeronautics and Space, LAPAN, Thomas Jamaluddin, said LAPAN would continue to update information on areas affected by the quake and tsunami in Central Sulawesi in a bid to meet BNPB's or the National Disaster Management Agency request. Head of the National Disaster Management Agency's Data, Information and Public Relations Center, Sutopo Purwonugroho, said the search and rescue team had difficulty penetrating some areas to reach victims due to damaged roads forced the disaster. The absence of electricity and telecommunications services also impeded the SAR personnel to carry out evacuations and make disaster impacts map. Sutopo said, in response to the condition, BNPB had coordinated with LAPAN to immediately provide high-resolution satellite imaging of Donggala and Palu City areas to support evacuation and the distributions of aids. Indonesia and Australia attempt to develop economic partnership through an Indonesian-Australia Business Summit, IABS, held in Melbourne recently. The summit was opened by representatives from both countries, such as head of the Indonesian Capital Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, Thomas Lembong, Indonesian Ambassador to Australia, Y. Christianto S. Legowo, along with James Patterson as the Senator of the State of Victoria. Based on the statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Canberra, Antara reported that this year's summit was organized by the Indonesian Embassy in Canberra, collaborating with the Indonesian Consulate General in Melbourne, Sydney, Perth, Darwin, Indonesian Capital Investment Coordinating Board, the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Garuda Indonesia, and supported by the Government of Victoria, the Australia-Indonesia Business Council, and some business groups. On the occasion, Ambassador Christianto Legowo explained about Indonesia's economic potentials and the development of the Indonesian government's priority sectors such as infrastructure and connectivity, energy and mining, agriculture, tourism and education. The House Speaker Bambang Susatyo has urged the government, military and national police to increase the scale of relief operations after the quake and tsunami that hit Central Sulawesi province. Susatyo added that the leadership of the Indonesian House of Representatives was very concerned because the residents of Donggala, Sigi, and Palu affected by the disaster until Saturday's night had to sleep on the side of the road and on the open air. He further said many patients were forced to be treated in open spaces and residents who were still traumatized and worried about aftershocks were afraid to return home. As reported by Antara, Bambang said the relief team must immediately provide needs such as blankets and tents as many people are staying outside their houses. According to him, many things must be dealt with in the aftermath of the disaster in Central Sulawesi, especially the people who need a lot of help, such as establishing a temporary hospital and providing designed space to accommodate children. Providing funeral for hundreds of victims is also important. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. National athlete Muhammadah Taufik and Ahmad Jukardi along with Indonesian supermodel Kelly Tandiono joined other participants to start swimming at the Bull, Rhino and Eagles category at Rhino Cross Triathlon 2018. This is the first cross-country triathlon open championship in Indonesia. Managing Director of Tanjung Lesung Resort, Ruli Lasahido, accompanied by the head of Banten Province Tourism, Eneng Nur Cahyati, opened the race with the flag off on the shore of Tanjung Lesung. Race Director M. Taufik told Voice of Indonesia that the route he designed could give a great challenge to the participants.
Kalau rute sih lebih... Bukannya lebih ringan ya, tapi lebih
the route is not lighter but had more variation, even though we are reduced several spots. That was considered too extreme at the first ride across Charlton, but in terms of technicality, it remains the same. There are participants from seven countries joined the race such as Spain, France, Netherlands, Japan, New Zealand, USA and Australia. Rhino Cross Triathlon 2018 was followed by more than 200 participants, in which 114 in mountain bike XC are from Indonesia, and 89 participants from 7 countries at Rhino X3. The Rhino Cross Triathlon held 3 categories, first Eagle, that compete 1,500m swimming, 30km cycling and 15km run. Meanwhile, at the Rhino category, conclude 1,000m swimming, 20km cycling and 10km run. At the Bull category race, 500m swimming, 10km cycling and 5km run. This event also presents Rhino Mountain Bike XCM with different categories such as Men Elite, Women Open, Men Open and Men Master. Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund IMF, Christine Lagarde, expressed his condolences for the earthquake and tsunami that hit Palu and Donggala in Central Sulawesi, causing hundreds of people died on her official Twitter account on October 1, 2018. Lagarde, who expressed her condolences message in Indonesian language, also prayed both for the victims and their families. The earthquake and tsunami on Friday was only 1 week prior to the opening of IMF World Bank annual meeting in Nusa Dua, Bali, to be held on October 6 to 15. Previously, Head of Information and Communication Center of National Disaster Management Agency, Sutopo, reported the death victims have reached 632 until 30 of September in Palu and Donggala, Central Sulawesi. Meanwhile, 540 injured people are still being treated at various hospitals in Palu. However, Sutopo said this number is expected to increase. South Korean government will distribute $1 million humanitarian aid for the management and rehabilitation post the earthquake and tsunami in Central Sulawesi. Based on the press release of South Korean Embassy in Jakarta, received by Antara on Sunday, The humanitarian aid is hoped to relieve the burden of socially affected by the disaster, such as families whose relatives passed away or the ones who experienced material loss. The distribution of the aid was announced only several hours after the South Korean embassy released President Moon Jae-in's letter to President Jokowi expressing his condolences and sympathy for the earthquake and tsunami occurred in central Sulawesi. Head of Information and Communication Center of the National Disaster Management Agency, Sutopo Purwonugroho, said in a press conference in Jakarta on Sunday that there was a South Korean citizen in Palu at the time of the earthquake and his condition remains unidentified until now. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Grief at Palu and Donggala, Grief for All. Indonesia is grief again. A tectonic earthquake measuring 7.4 on the Richter scale shook Donggala Regency Central Sulawesi on Friday, September 28, 2018, at around 5:02 West Indonesian time. The earthquake caused a tsunami that hit Palu and Donggala. The earthquake with tsunami left more than 830 people dead and hundreds more injured. This disaster is one of the most tragic tragedies in the history of Indonesia. The central government immediately assisted local governments in Palu and Donggala, Central Sulawesi, to deal with the earthquake and tsunami affected the victims. This is needed considering that the disaster causes significant infrastructure destruction and hampers the distribution process. President Joko Widodo came directly on the location to monitor the current situation at several points affected by the disaster, including the evacuation posts and hospitals. The earthquake and tsunami that occurred in Palu and Donggala became the world spotlight. Some foreign media highlighted how tsunami in Palu and Donggala occurred dramatically. Meanwhile, other media reported that the death toll was estimated at least 1,000 and more than 800 bodies had been found in Palu, not including in Donggala area and others that are difficult to access. Among the victims, there are 71 foreign nationals who are casualties of the earthquake and tsunami in Palu City and Donggala Regency. Some foreigners are still unknown. Head of the Data Information and Public Relations Center of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, Sutopo Purwonugroho, said that most of the foreigners in Central Sulawesi during the earthquake in Palu and Donggala were reported to be safe. Some foreign tourists have also been evacuated to Jakarta. The grief at Palu and Donggala is the sorrow of not only the people of Central Sulawesi, but also all Indonesian nation and the world. Expressing a sympathy and sorrow over the disaster that struck Palu and Donggala, even offers humanitarian assistance from various circles and friendly countries begin to arrive. The European Union, for example, will distribute emergency assistance amounting to 1.5 million euros or around 25.97 billion rupiah for the victims of the earthquake and tsunami in Palu and Donggala. In addition, the United States and China also offer assistance to the Indonesian government. The earthquake and tsunami in Palu and Donggala should further strengthen the brotherhood amidst the political temperature that is starting to heat up ahead of the legislative general election and 2019 presidential election. The Indonesian nation should be increasingly united by helping each other who are in trouble, because the grief of Palu and Donggala is the grief for all. While listening, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start for an event on October 1st, 1949, when the People's Republic of China was established. The People's Republic of China is a state in East Asia with the capital city Beijing. The state has the most population in the world and its territory reaches 9.69 million square kilometers, becoming the fourth biggest country in the world. The state was established on October 1, 1949, after the Chinese Civil War ended. Mao Zedong proclaimed the establishment of the People's Republic of China, and since that time, China has been led by a single party, Communist Party of China. Although the country is known as a communist state, most of its economy has been privatized since 1980. The next event is that in 1965, First October Movement occurred. On October 1, 1965, seven generals were kidnapped and killed. One of them was Commander Fahmi Ahmad Yani. In the morning, people behind the assassination occupied Radio Republic Indonesia station and declared their action as a plot to protect President Sukarno from conspiracy of generals who wanted to co-opt. They named their movement as 30 September Movement, or abbreviation as G30S. The movement collapsed as quickly as its appearance. With the death of Ahmad Yani, Major General Suharto took over the commander of the army on October 1st in the morning and launched counterattack in the evening. All G30S forces were finally arrested or ran away. The movement disappeared before its members and leader explained their goals. Suharto mentioned Communist Party of Indonesia as mastermind of the event and did extermination on people related to the Communist Party. 1.5 million people were arrested and accused G30S involvement. Balinese bombing 2005 was a series of bombardments which happened in Bali on October 1, 2005. Three bombardments occurred, firstly in Kuta and secondly in Jimbaran. Around 32 were killed and 196 injured. The suicide bomb getting fed, which was quite significant on tourism in Bali, reminding on October 12, 2002, the similar attack killed 202 people. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia, entitled The Indonesian Government Officially Controls Freeport. The Indonesian government through PT Inalum officially controls 51% of PT Freeport Indonesia shares. The agreement was signed by PT Inalum as the parent of the state-owned enterprises Mine and Freeport McMoRan Incorporation in Jakarta last Thursday. The signing of the sales and purchasing agreement is a follow-up of the preliminary agreement on July 7, 2018, when it was agreed that the value of the Freeport Indonesia divestment shares would be 3.85 billion US dollars, or around 56 trillion rupiah. In details, 3.5 billion US dollars is to buy a participating interest 40% owned by Rio Tinto, and 350 million US dollars to acquire 9.3% of shares owned by Indo Copper Investama. The signing was carried out by Inalum's President Director Budi K. Sadikin and Freeport McMoRan CEO Richard Atkerson, witnessed by Energy Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Jonan, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno, and Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati. Thus, the number of PTFI shares owned by Inalum increases from 9.36% to 51.23%. The Papua Regional Government will get 10% of 100% of PTFI's shares. Minister Ignatius Jonan explained that with the signing of this agreement, the government would issue a special mining business license with a maximum operating period of 2 × 10 years until 2041. Furthermore, PTFI's obligation to build the copper smelters with a capacity of 2 to 2.6 million tons per year will keep being monitored and evaluated for its development. So, it is expected to be completed in less than 5 years. Meanwhile, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati admitted that the divestment of shares between PT Freeport Indonesia and the Indonesian government was complicated and it required a very long process.
Saya tahu bahwa proses ini tidak mudah, banyak sekali detail negosiasi yang saya
I know that this process is not easy. There are many negotiating details that I have to admit. The process is equally complicated. However, with the good intentions of the government of Indonesia and with guidance from Mrs. Rini to PT Inalum and with Richard Atkerson's leadership, we have finally been able to fulfill and reach an agreement to take over 51% of the shares signed today in the form of a sales purchase agreement. We also continue to finish and are at the final stage. Once again, the process that is not easy.
Minister Sri Mulyani further explained that the divestment of PT Freeport Indonesia's shares this time is a commitment of Indonesia to fight for the best, both in terms of state revenues, downstream processing through the construction of smelters and management. In addition, she also stated that the government of Indonesia fully respects the rights of investor who come to Indonesia by negotiating, which then resulted in decisions that benefit all parties concerned. Minister Sri Mulyani also hopes that PT Freeport Indonesia will carry out mining activities in the future by continuing to consider environmental aspects. She also expressed her gratitude to the CEO of Freeport McMoRan, Richard Atkerson, who has negotiated well so far with the government of Indonesia. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Here is news in brief. I'm Dalat Pani. Indonesian President Joko Widodo visited areas affected by the quake and tsunami disasters in Palu, Central Sulawesi on Sunday. Agencies will use high-resolution satellite imaging to find earthquake worst affected points that have not been reached in Central Sulawesi province. Indonesia and Australia attempt to develop economic partnership through an Indonesia-Australia Business Summit held in Melbourne recently. The House Speaker Bambang Susatyo has urged the government, military, and national police to increase the scale of relief operations after the earthquake and tsunami that hit Central Sulawesi province. National Police Spokesperson Brigadier General, escorted by Antara, Dedi Prasetyo, said a large number of rotting corpses of the earthquake and tsunami victims in Donggala District and Palu, capital city of Central Sulawesi Province, would be buried in mass graves as quickly as possible to prevent them from posing a risk of epidemic disease. Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, expressed his condolence for the earthquake and tsunami that hit Palu and Donggala in Central Sulawesi, causing hundreds of people died on her official Twitter account on October the 1st. South Korean government will distribute $1 million humanitarian aid for the management and rehabilitation post the earthquake and tsunami in Central Sulawesi. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Purwahamba Indah Beach in Central Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, beach is tourism object which is quite popular. In Central Java province, along the line of North Beach, so many interesting beaches spread and they need to be visited. One of them is Purwahamba Indah Beach, which is located at the edge of road of North Beach, Suradadi District, Tegal Regency. Purwahamba Indah Beach has blue ocean with soft black sand. Although its sand is not white, you will enjoy it. The visitors can see the beauty of the Indonesian Ocean in the northern part of Java Island, accompanied by light breezy. The beach has calm waves so that the visitors can swim at the beach. Listeners, in addition to swimming at Purwahamba Indah Beach, you can also swim at pool with the international level, which was built by Purwahamba Beach Management. The pool is also completed with water park, water sliding, and fountain. Purwahamba Indah Beach is located on Jalan Raya Tegal, Pemalang, Kilometer 14, Tegal. You can access from Tegal City by public transportation to the east around 14 kilometers. The location of the beach is quite strategic, so it can be accessed easily. The facility of the beach is also quite complete, beginning from parking space, restaurant and bathroom. To enter the beach, the visitor must pay entrance ticket, 3,000 rupiah for adult and 2,500 for kid on weekdays. While on the weekend, 3,500 rupiah for adult and 3,000 rupiah for kid. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Purwahamba Indah Beach in Central Java Province. Thank you for listening.
How
to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in conversation. The segments of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Cultures. Today's topic is Apa Kamu Lakukan? Or in English, What Are You Doing? Stay tuned. Next, I will give you an example of conversation about Apa kamu lakukan? Or in English, What are you doing? Tony and Joko's families are traveling to Parang Tritis. They are chatting on the beach.
Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan ketika di pantai?
Berjemur, berenang, bermain voli, dan berselancar. Kalau kamu?
Makan bersama, bermain pasir, dan berenang.
After the conversations, I will introduce some expression related to the topic today, Apa kamu lakukan? Or in English, What are you doing? I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Biasanya. Biasanya. In English, usually. Usually. Di pantai. Di pantai. In English, on the beach. On the beach. Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan ketika di pantai? Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan ketika di pantai? In English, what do you usually do on the beach? What do you usually do on the beach? Berjemur, berenang, bermain voli, dan berselancar. Berjemur, berenang, bermain voli, dan berselancar. In English, sunbathing, swimming, playing volleyball, and surfing. Sunbathing, swimming, playing volleyball, and surfing. Kalau kamu? Kalau kamu? In English, how about you? How about you? Makan bersama, bermain pasir. Makan bersama, bermain pasir. In English, eating together, playing sand. Eating together, playing sand. Pada akhir pekan. Pada akhir pekan. In English, on the weekend. On the weekend. Liburan. Liburan. In English, vacation or holiday. Vacation or holiday. Taman. Taman. In English, park. Park. Mengobrol. Mengobrol. In English, chatting. Chatting. Teman. Teman. In English, friend. Friend. In the dialogue, Dinda asked Tony, Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan ketika di pantai? In English, what do you usually do on the beach? The expressions, Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan, is used to know activity which is usually done by someone at current places and periods. For examples, Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan
pada akhir minggu. Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan pada akhir minggu? In English, what do you usually do on the weekend? What do you usually do on the weekend? Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan ketika libur? Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan ketika libur? In English, what do you usually do during vacations? What do you usually do during vacations? Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan ketika di taman? Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan ketika di taman? In English, what do you usually do in the park? What do you usually do in the park? Let's follow some example as the answer of the questions. Pada akhir minggu, biasanya aku berenang dan bermain voli. Pada akhir minggu, biasanya aku berenang dan bermain voli. In English, I usually swimming and playing volleyball on the weekend. I usually swimming and playing volleyball on the weekend. Ketika libur, biasanya saya berenang dan berselancar. Ketika libur, biasanya saya berenang dan berselancar. In English, I usually swimming and surfing during holiday. I usually swimming and surfing during holiday. Ketika di taman, biasanya aku makan bersama teman dan mengobrol. Ketika di taman, biasanya aku makan bersama teman dan mengobrol. In English, I usually eating together with my friends and chatting in the park. I usually eating together with my friends and chatting in the park. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Apa yang biasanya kamu lakukan ketika di pantai?
Berjemur, berenang, bermain voli, dan berselancar. Kalau kamu?
Makan bersama, bermain pasir, dan berenang.
Listener, the exercise for today is to describe the disease you have suffered by mentioning the name of disease, when, how long you have been sick, where did you take for treatment, and so on. For example, nama saya Danu. Saya pernah sakit gigi 2 bulan lalu selama 2 pekan. Saya merasa pusing dan berobat di rumah sakit Medika. Saya harus minum obat 3 kali sehari. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we present keroncong songs by Tuti Mariyati. The singer who was born in Makassar, South Sulawesi on October 8, 1956, also known as Tuti Trisedia. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Bunga Anggrek by Tuti Trisedia.
Thank you. Listener, that was the song Bunga Anggrek by Tuti Trisedia. This song tells about the beautiful memories in the past. The song is currently being a memory and is often sung at the time of yearning. Listener, Tuti Trisedia spent her teenage years in Bandung, West Java. After that, she continued his education to ASMI, Jakarta. Then, continued her study at the Faculty of Law, UPN, Veteran University, Jakarta. During her education, Tuti achieved a number of achievements. In 1975, she was elected in the Indonesia and Canada World Youth Exchange Program. In her singing career, Tuti's name began to be known since she won the first title of Radio and Television Singing Contest, Bintang Radio Televisi BRTV, in 1986 in Keroncong category. Previously, she also won the first winner in the competition of Keroncong Kotama TNI Navy Jakarta 2 and won second place in 1983. Tuti said she never learned to sing Keroncong and only learned from hearing Waljina and Sundari Sukojo. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Tanah Air by Tuti Trisedia.
Thank you.
That was the song Tanah Air by Tuti Trisedia. It shows the love and admiration for the beauty of Indonesia. Listener, Tuti was dedicated as an official singer of the State Palace in 1988, who was usually dedicated to sing in front of the state guests. Tuti also served as the host, singer, and coordinator of the event in Gebiar Keroncong, broadcasted on the national television station TVRI. Together with group of Indonesian arts, she went around various countries for several times. Tuti also founded Warung Keroncong Gaul WKG, which became a gathering place for keroncong lovers and became a forum for young keroncong singers to exercise their voices ability. The studio has found several young keroncong singers who have entered the recording music, for example Sriyono, a golden-voiced blind singer. During her singing career in the music industry, Tuti has released more than 15 keroncong albums, both old keroncong songs and new keroncong songs. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Kicir Kicir and Janganlah Kau Berkata Benci by Tuti Trisedia. Enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa!
Kicir-kicir ya Tuhan, inilah lagunya. Lagu apa ya Tuhan, bukannya asli.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.